Zach Lemnios, DOD's Assistant Secretary for Research and Engineering, has been on the job for about a year and a half. He told Congress last week that he's been spending that time trying to shape the Pentagon's research activities into an integrated enterprise that has clear objectives and that makes those priorities clear to the defense industrial base and to academia. He says DOD is trying to shape its programs to meet three challenges: getting ready for future technological threats, staying in front of technical advances that give the whole world better access to technology, and doing all that in a world where other countries' students are outperforming ours in science, technology, engineering, and math.
We realize that our technical goals are only achievable with exceptional research and engineering talent. And our STEM programs have provided the resources and the strategy to train and recruit the workforce we need in the future. We continue to foster a strong relationship with future scientists and engineers.
Lemnios talked separately with investors and vendors, something he says he's doing a lot lately, at last week's McAleese Credit Suisse conference in Crystal City, Virginia. He told them he wants their help in building better bridges with academia and with industry. He says he wants to do a better job of aligning DOD's research with what's happening outside the department. Lemnios says when he took the chief technology officer job at DOD, he asked members of his staff to find several research papers written over the past few years that they thought would fundamentally change the discipline they were written for.
What are those big ideas that people have published on that, in fact, will create a whole new discipline, whole new tech base that we really should be paying attention to?
From that exercise, Lemnios says the department has identified a few areas that people typically wouldn't think of as topics of military research, things like synthetic biology and genomics.
The question is, how should the department be coupled into those areas, not only for synthetic fuels, but for prosthetics, for wound treatment, a whole variety of areas that, again, wouldn't be the traditional space for the department to operate in, but we're starting to look at where can we couple with these very long-reach programs in basic science and start shaping the field very early at the inception of some of these fields. It's really geared towards identifying people and ideas that will fundamentally have big impact in the future for our department.
Lemnios says his office has also been trying to zero in on areas where industry has been investing its own independent research dollars. For one reason, that research is often reimbursed by DOD if it can be even indirectly linked to a contract. He says reimbursements under the Industry Independent Research and Development Program, or IRAD, amount to about $4 billion a year. But DOD hasn't really tracked that spending since the early 90s, when a system of scrupulous government monitoring and approval was eliminated for IRAD projects. Lemnios says that old system was very effective, but it also carried enormous overhead costs.
I'm not at all comfortable with going back and grading. I don't think that is actually scalable. But I do think that we should be able to put in fact, we're working with industry to identify where can we put levers into the system to motivate industry to make investments in areas where we want to move forward. And in fact, that's the process that we've taken. Be clear about where do we think the next acquisition programs are, where do we think the long-range investments should be based upon how we see our needs moving over time. That should be reflected in our contract research and development strategies. And it should be mirrored in industry in terms of industry's investment in those areas.
And Lemnios says DOD is doing its best to make its priorities clear. It's outlined a list of 7 research areas it thinks represent the future, based on a review over the last 2 years. One of them is creating what DOD calls engineered resilient systems, the ability to build weapon systems out of components made in the globalized and sometimes untrusted marketplace.
I can buy a component from a chip supplier. In many cases, I have no idea whether that was fabricated. I have no idea if that part has only the information that I've asked, that I've designed in, and not maybe some special sauce, and really understand what the details are. Our defense industrial base needs those tools to architect systems that are correct by design, to include a vulnerability assessment of how would that system be exploited or defeated. It's about building trusted systems from parts that I can't actually validate. And I think as we move forward, that's going to be a critical piece.
Other big areas include cybersecurity. The administration has asked for a 100% increase in cyber funding for fiscal year 12 and $500 million in new cyber research spending at DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, over the next 5 years. Dr. Regina Dugan is DARPA's director.
We've recruited an expert team. They come from the white hat hacker community. They come from industry. They come from a variety of sources, and we are serious about the big reach for us in cyber.
Lemnio says DOD also plans a big push in the area of data to decisions, something that's only going to get more and more important as the volume of information flowing through DOD's systems continues to grow. One big example, he says, is in intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, lately with unmanned drones.
It's about managing very large data sets in time-critical environments. It's about understanding how to integrate disparate sensors, sensors that were never actually designed to interoperate, that aren't structured with a common data environment. They have different frameworks, maybe different look angles, and build a common operating picture in a time-critical way. This is a challenge for the research community. It's a challenge for our operational community as we field more ISR sensors.
But for all those priorities and the others, Lemnio says communicating with higher education institutions and industry isn't just important for conducting the actual research, but for making sure colleges and universities are growing up the talent that DOD and its huge science and technology budget will need in the coming years. He says he spends a lot of time talking with university presidents about his seven focus areas.
Those should be the formation of new departments in universities and in academic environments. If we really need work in quantum computing 5-10 years from now, we better have those students being trained now in order to have those employees as they graduate. So it's critically important that we not only identify the S&T priorities, but really have the foundational elements within our academic environment to really produce those students.
To do that, he says the Pentagon is reaching out to students to hammer home the importance of the so-called STEM areas, science, technology, engineering, and math, and how they can lead to careers in DOD. It's also piloting a new effort with more than a dozen colleges and universities to provide a capstone course in systems engineering, something DOD thinks is going to be an increasingly important field. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.